Morning to you, Crawf. How are you?
I'm still getting over Laurie's joke. I loved it.
Not my joke. It wasn't mine, but I enjoy those type of jokes, Crawf.
Yeah, well, you forgot his other brother, Play.
I mean,
I'm taking it to a new level.
Oh, we have. We have.
Gee, I tell you what, looking forward to spending a day at Flemington with you two.
Oh, I can't wait.
Later in the year.
I don't want to come, actually. See if he's free.
Yeah. Now, this Luke Parker, I was just talking about it, Crawf. I can't believe some of the commentary, particularly in Melbourne, about this. I mean, what is the problem?
What's he taking the mickey out of? Is he saying, like, the defender was a bit scared to have a crack?
Saying, yeah. That's essentially what it is, isn't it, Crawf?
Yeah, pretty much. He's virtually had an opportunity to win the footy and didn't. And, you know, a younger player was harder at the footy and it resulted in, obviously, the Swans kicking a goal. But, you know, you take any advantage you can. You try and get in the heads of your opposition all the time. I'm sure Michael did that plenty of times.
Definitely.
In the field, in cricket. And Laurie would have been doing, telling his knock-knock jokes and so forth out on the field. But, it is. The only thing with it is it's been replayed a lot. And I reckon Luke Parker would be going, oh, you know what, I wish I'd stop replaying that. Mm. And would he regret doing it out in the field? No, but he would regret them replaying it because, you know, as we know, everyone's, well, not everyone, some people are trying to blow it up and make it a disgrace, and how could he do that? He's been a warrior, Luke Parker, an amazing player.
Absolutely.
He is tough. He kicks goals. And whilst you're out there, and it is, once you become a professional sports man or woman and you get out on that field, it's dog eat dog. You're just trying to do your best. You're just trying to win. You're trying to win at all costs. And especially, you know, when you know, seasons and opportunities to play in finals are on the line and, you know, everyone's under pressure or you've had a bad week, you want to take it out on someone. So I don't think there's much to do. It's great that John Longmire came out on the front foot and said, nah, leave Luke Parker alone. He's a star.
I reckon absolutely play on. The only thing when you do that, again, like sledging a bowler as a batsman, sooner or later they're going to bowl the ball with your name on it. So it's coming back to you. So as long as he understands, if he goes to the ball ever for the rest of his career and decides to pull out, get ready.
Yeah.
He's going to cop it from whoever's on the field. He's going to cop it from media afterwards. But that's nothing.
Oh,
what's
mate,
that? Like, it's a fair sledge as well. Like, isn't in AFL, Crawf, it's in AFL, surely that's where you test the character of someone. You go, mate, how tough are you? Like, if you're pulling out there, I don't want you as a teammate. You know, you're letting your team. Isn't that, like, I hear the AFL boys, that's what they talk about all the time. The greats, mate, they compete that hard for the ball. They never give in.
Yeah, when you got to go, you got to go. You got to put your body on the line when it's your turn. And do you know what? I used to look around corners all the time. I just used to make sure that no one was looking and made sort of any reference to them. Trying to look, which, back when I was playing, they were coming from all different angles trying to knock your head off. So you're always looking around going, okay, but when the ball's there and when it's your turn, you've got to put your body on the line and you've got to take it. Mm.
Crawf, we're just going to redial your number. We just got some issues there with your audio. But, Clark, if you saw some of the commentary that's been going on around that.
But what are they saying? Are they having a shot
arrogant,
at him for saying that?
Oh, yeah. They're saying it was disgraceful, unacceptable.
Yeah.
I
got no drama with it. But a bit like what Pups just said then.
Like
everyone will scrutinise him now.
100%.
And he's been tough, and there's no denying Luke Parker's been tough. But the moment that he pulls out, they will come at him.
Oh, yeah. He's got to now. He's got to own every opportunity. Yeah. Otherwise, he's going to cop it tenfold. Yeah. But, yeah, man, it's like anything you say, if when you're, especially if you're on top, if your team's winning or you're batting well or you're bowling well, anytime you open your mouth, it comes across arrogant. Like, I get it, the whole respect the game and the gentleman sport and you don't need to do that. But sometimes, mate, what if there's a bit of a personal battle as well with someone on the field and, you know, that times that brings the best out of you in, as well. He actually hasn't said anything. Like, he's shrugging his shoulders like, mate, you're a bit of a cat. You had the opportunity to go for the ball. You didn't go for it. You know, hence why we're 60 to 20 or whatever the score. Like, I think it's absolutely nothing.
Zero.
Mate, get on. Like,
play on.
Yeah. Just understand, it comes round as well. Like, you'll have a touch. It might be this. It happens quickly as well. It's like we used to call it the rusty gate in cricket. As soon as you feel like you're on top of the game, that rusty gate will smack in the face. You go, duck, 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 and you'll be going, why is there 25 fielders out here? Mm. I can't make a run. That's what sport's all about.
I think we've got Crawf back now. Crawf at GWS, they've obviously had a tumultuous week or two. And the interesting thing, James Hurd is now officially on the coaching staff. He's been there as an advisor, but he's going to do it remotely and not in a full-time capacity, but assisting Mark McVeigh in whatever capacity it is. But how much do we read into this and him being a potential contender for the full-time job?
A lot, I think a lot. And also Dean Solomon. Dean Solomon's my neighbour, and he's decided, nah, I'm going to go on. Because he took over the Suns when they were halfway through the season and sacked their coach. So he took over. He was an assistant. So it's a real... And all these guys played together. They played in premierships together. It's a real Essendon flavour. So it's like best mates coming together and going, do you know what? Let's see if we can get this team firing. We know there's a bit of talent there. So there's obviously a desire. There's a desire, obviously, for Mark McVeigh, Dean Solomon, who I know Geelong offered him a job last year to go and be a part of that, but decided just to have a bit of time out of the game. And then, obviously, James Hurd, who keeps getting drawn back. He does have a lot of business ventures. He heads overseas a lot, you know, to be involved. He's involved in different boards and so forth, but he's obviously got that driving passion to get back in footy in some way and actually make an impact.
What about your old mate, Alistair Clarkson, Crawf? Does he look at the GWS team and go, yep, that sort of has got me written all over it? Or do you think he's just going to sit back and wait to see what unfolds before he makes any decision?
Well, he's been over in America a fair bit and he's been spending a lot of time with Golden State Warriors. He's best of friends with Steve Kerr, so he's been loving that experience. But look, he put his hand up last week to coach every team in the AFL. And, you know, he's just extremely passionate about taking a side, not necessarily rebuilding from the bottom up, but taking a side that's middle of the road and trying to win not only a flag, but win a couple of flags. So, look, he'll look at every possible job. I don't know whether or not GWS is going to be in his wheelhouse. It should be, because you know they've certainly got the talent and you know they've been around the mark. They just probably need a different voice and a different way for a little while. But, you know, I think all the clubs are going to be...
Does it accelerate, though, Crawf, the fact that... Oh, well, accelerate his decision now, because if he doesn't sign with the GWS and the Giants are looking for a new coach, and if the deal hasn't been done after a couple of weeks... does that suggest that he won't go there, given that he might be hanging off seeing what happens to other coaches?
Yeah, and, you know, the way he handled the Carlton situation, Carlton offered him the job, wanted him to do it. He said, no, I need some time. I've just come out of the game. I need some time to think about it. And you might recall, Carlton didn't make this decision for almost 2 months, because they were just waiting and waiting. They just wanted him to say yes. And he was almost across the line, but then he was talked out of it, just saying, listen, just have some time out for once. It's the first time you can shut down. But I know there was a real desire to take charge of Carlton, and they held on. So I suppose it's just identifying who's the right person for our footy club moving forward. Is it Alistair Clarkson? Yes. All right, do you know what? We're going to wait 3 months. We'll interview some others as the backups and have them ready to go, but the end of the day, we think Alistair Clarkson's our man to actually take us into finals and to win us premierships. You got to get the best, you know. Yeah. And you know, he may not be the best fit for every club, but I'm sure he'll get in and shake the tree a bit, and things will happen.
Cracking game tomorrow night at Marvel Stadium, 4th and 5th, Carlton up against Sydney, and the Swans slight favourites, $1.85, Carlton $1.95. How are we playing this one, Crawf?
Well, it's in Melbourne, so it's advantage Carlton, obviously, there without a key forward, the Blues. But, you know, their midfield getting the job done. You know, you've got guys like Cripps and Chera Walsh. And I'll tell you what, Hewitt's an interesting one. He was at Sydney last year. So what he'll be doing, and I often find players that have left, you know, footy clubs and been at, you know, other footy clubs for quite some time, they take all their IP across. And it really helps the opposition the first couple of times they play, because this is the way they like to do things. This is the way he likes to coach. this is what he likes to do with this player. So I reckon that has it often has a real impact into the game situation. So I'm thinking Carlton will win, but I think it's going to be a very close game.
And Dreamtime at the G on Saturday night. We've got Richmond $1.26, hot favourites to beat Essendon $3.90, who are plus 24.5 at the line. The Bombers under all sorts of pressure and scrutiny at the moment there at Windy Hill.
So disappointed. They were obviously very good against the Hawks. They came back and they got the win that they needed to have, and then they backed it up with dog crap, unfortunately. And they were very ordinary against the Swans. And the biggest thing that was missing is they laid 30 tackles for the game, which tackling is an attitude, you know. You can go and lay 10 tackles in a minute if you really want to, but I'm thinking they'll come to play. Will I beat Richmond? Probably not, but they'll come to play and we should have a good competitive game. At some stage, they might look like winning. I think Richmond will find a way to win, but I think Essendon can put up a bit of a showing here because, once again, they've copped it all week. They're under enormous pressure, and I just think back at home, they'll find a way to improve.
And the Giants up against the hapless West Coast Eagles on Sunday afternoon. The Giants $1.12, the Eagles $6.20, and plus 38.5 at the line. I guess without saying it over there in the West, they're probably tanking this year, are they?
Well, they're doing a good job anyway of tanking. Look, you just think the Giants will win. Obviously, new coach. New enthusiasm, you know, just a clean slate to start again. Probably some new ideas, some players in different positions. So yeah, the Giants should win and should win convincingly. Hey, I want to mention that Roosters player who took an absolute specky.
Yeah, Suwali.
What's his name?
Joseph Suwali.
Wow, I've been waiting for a long time for a couple of those NRL players to take a few hangs and mark the ball above their head. And he's going to change the game, this kid. That's the way you need to do it. You need to launch for it. It's very hard to stop. You might be able to catch him on the way down. But, you know, even then, he spun his body and he was able to obviously hit the line. I love it.
Hey, I think he's been doing a bit of work with Nick Davis.
Oh, has he?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, that explains a lot because he could slot into any forward line in the AFL if he's jumping at the ball like that.
It was excellent, wasn't it? It's something that we don't see a lot of, but when we see it, you just go, wow. And you're right. That's sort of, if you've got a bloke like that, you nearly score a try a game if the kick is done well enough because you know he's got the leap and the aerial skills to take advantage of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think whilst you're up there, yes, the player's underneath. I notice a lot of NRL players try to chest mark a lot, even when they jump up high,
yep.
Chest mark the ball, which obviously they've done that their whole life, so it's only natural. But if you can mark it above your head and you've got a guy who can leap at the ball and find a way to jump, you know, in our game, we've got guys like Jeremy Howe who you just can't stop him when he gets a run at the footy and up. I suppose it's just the players underneath, whether or not they can catch him, but whilst he's on his way, can he flick it over and pass it on, or can he, you know, try and do something spectacular, even jump up like that and then tap, a bit like an AFL ruckman. Tap it back. To one of his teammates, and Laurie Daly come flying through like another try like he used to do back in the day.
Mate, I was a kicker, Croft. I couldn't leap.
No, I know that. I was trying to pump it up.
Hey, listen, you got any horses running around this weekend?
TRL, we've always got horses, but they're saving a few for the spring because they've got some really good ones. I have a horse running today that I'm in with a few mates, and I've told you this horse before, but it's running. It's called Sunday Yum Char. It's stall. Kieran Maher trains. It's in race two.
Yep.
Number three. And it hopefully jumps well, goes to the lead, and then hopefully can kick off the turn. And do you know what? At least it's going to be in front at the turn.
Race two, number three.
Yeah, race two, number three. We expect it to run well.
Okay.
We're just hoping that it's come third, it's come second, and it's only natural that you win, isn't it? That's the way horse racing works.
Yeah, it's called I Don't Get It.
And I reckon you've got some names for some future horses with some of your jokes, Laurie, so that'll be good.
Well, I'll tell you, what about this, Croft? Clarkie tomorrow has his horse having its first jump out.
Right.
No, it's having a
trial.
It's had a couple of trials.
Oh, it's had a couple of trials,
isn't
it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I thought you said he was... Well, what's it called? Pretty Wild.
Pretty Wild.
Pretty Wild.
Named after who?
As you can imagine, after the big fella.
Yeah, cool. Okay, beautiful. All right.
So keep an eye out for that tomorrow. It's trialing at what time?
10:30.
Oh, there you go. Okay. You beauty. Bring it on. All right.
Good on you, Crawf.
Sunday Yumcha, and if it wins tonight, if it wins, I'll take you all out for some Sunday Yumcha one day. On a Sunday, of course.
Sounds superb.
Good on you, champion.
See you. Bye.